little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You may know Lola Kirk as the Hollywood actress from films like Noah Baumbach's Mistress America or the David Fincher thriller Gone Girl. You may know her as being one of the Kirks, a whole family of performers. Her dad, Simon, was the drummer for Bad Company, and her sisters are the girls' actress Jemima Kirk and musician Domino Kirk. But you should know Lola for her music, which sits at the poppier end of the country spectrum and took off with her debut album Heart Head West last year. Since then, Kirk has released a few more singles, some of which she made with Matthew E. White at the legendary Space Bomb Studios in Richmond, Virginia. Today she plays some songs new and old for us and tells us why country music is the perfect place to marry both sides of her career.
Hi, I'm Lola Kirk. I'm here with Lila Larson and Hannah Reed, and this is a song called Not Used. It's called Not Used, not Not Used. Jesus.
What's in your line of sight? Did you sleep well last night? Are you doing all right? If you think I don't think of you, hope you know that could never be true. I lost you too. Ooh, I lost you too. 'Cause I'm still not when you know you change.
Lola, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
Oh, well, you made it beautiful with that wonderful session today.
I mean, for anyone listening that doesn't know what this place looks like, it's the most beautiful place on earth. So I'll take that compliment, but I think it's pretty beautiful with or without me.
So this year you've been trickling out a few different singles, a couple that you worked on with your partner, Wyndham, and a couple that you've worked on with Matthew E. White as well.
Yeah, they're all kind of separate projects and yet somehow, I guess, wedded because of me. But yeah, the stuff that Wyndham and I put out this year were two songs that was like an A-side and a B-side, I guess. One was a cover of the Ted Lucas song, Baby Where You Are. And that's a song that him and I had been singing for a really, really long time together. And we liked it as this kind of hopeful B-side to Lights On, which is a sad love song about love being lost. And we recorded those songs like in our friend's tiny little studio. And it was like just us and then this amazing upright bass player, Janie Cowan, and the engineer. And it was just like very much a grassroots operation, if you will. That does not really make sense, but it was just our own efforts. And then I went to Richmond, Virginia to record with Matthew E. White and the Space Bomb House Band. And that was just like a complete departure. And again, those two songs, I guess, Omens, which is an original song, and Sip the Wine, which is a song originally written by Rick Danko. And the original is more of a ballad. And my drummer, I told him, Wyatt Burtz, I was like, I'm going to cover this song. I'm so excited about it because I'm like kind of in love with Rick Danko. I have his name tattooed on me and I'm really weird about that, I guess. And he was like, this is the most boring song ever, which I disagree with. But he was like, when you cover it, you like have to do something different with it. Otherwise, like no one will listen to it. And I like, for whatever reason, listened to him. And I'm glad I did because we made it super funky. And Omens is too. So yeah, they're very like sonically, I would say that the songs I did with Wyndham are more intimate. And these are like more full band and playing with like the greatest musicians I've ever met. This song is called Sip the Wine. It's originally by Rick Danko, one of my favorite musicians, who is the bass player of one of my favorite bands, The Band.
2, 3, 4. I wanna hold your body close to mine, like a grape that grows right in the sunshine. There comes a time
but tonight I'll be with you. We must sip the wine. 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 We must sip the wine.
Do you find that when you are doing an acting job, that your character kind of seeps into some of the music that you write?
Oh, you know, no, I don't, because I think I often will come home and write at the end of the night. I actually write a lot when I'm shooting, because writing becomes a way of returning to myself. And there's so much I can't say when I'm on set, because I have to be on all day, and I'm, there's so many people around, and it can be really lonely, or it's really fun, and then you get home and you're alone for the first time in 15 hours, and I have yet to write songs that are influenced by the characters I'm playing, but I certainly want to start writing more songs from the perspective of different characters and that are less autobiographical. I think that'd be fun.
Because I was reading an interview that you did, I think, in the Telegraph earlier on this year, and you were saying that this kind of like country music sphere that you live in is where you feel that acting and music meet for you.
You know, country music traditionally is not really written by the people that are singing it. It's a heavily like ghost-written genre. You would never know that from the commitment that these country singers bring to the songs that they sing. Like, they are acting these songs. It's the way that, like, we can't know that, like, a great actor or actress, you know, we're meant to think that those are words that they're really thinking and feeling. And I think that these, like, Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and, you know, anyone who didn't write their own songs, that Tammy Wynette, they are, like, in a way, great actresses. And I didn't realize that until recently, but I've always kind of wondered at my love of country music and Americana generally as like a British person, which I actually am. I moved to New York when I was 5 and my whole family has English accents except for me, and it's very confusing, and I really, really love like American culture, but lots of people love American culture that aren't American. And another explanation I kind of have for that is that America like is meant to represent this kind of freedom, and for anybody that has a spirit or mind that is preoccupied with the pursuit of freedom, maybe like that just aesthetic just kind of lends itself nicely to you. Country music and acting, I don't know. I think there's also so much like melodrama in country, and there's like also so much comedy in country, and they're telling stories in a more straightforward way than like a lot of other kinds of music. So that was like an easy inroads for me. And also it's like, you know, 3 chords and the truth, which is something I feel like I just say all the time, but that is, it's true. It's easy. It's a very like accessible genre if you want to start playing guitar.
You have a new EP coming out later on this year.
Yeah.
Can you tell us much about that?
Yeah, it's a duets EP that I recorded with Austin Jenkins, who's a wonderful producer out of Fort Worth. And it's 5 songs. Kelly Zittrow from Wet sings on one of the songs. Lila Larson, who plays in my band and has a band of her own called Sons of an Illustrious Father, sings on one. Brent Coles, who's a great country singer out of Denver, and my best friend, Audrey Turner, who's not a singer but is a great singer. I kind of like hoodwinked her into singing one of the songs with me. And then Austin sings on one himself. I think all of my music is like country inspired. This is much more like an homage to the great country duets that I love, like earlier country, not like really modern country. There was a lot of like the Tammy Wynette, George Jones songs that were listened to, and there are a whole bunch of more classic 60s and 70s country artists, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. It's fun because I do feel like I'm definitely playing a different character in each of the songs, and it's like a dream come true to get to sing that kind of music for me. The song is called Monster.
What if nothing's wrong? What if it was all just a song? Waves break when they want to. Guess I should take a cue from some. What if nothing's right? Nothing ever happens overnight. I shouldn't put up a fight. This stuff you just can't write till it's wrong.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Lola Kirk, and her album, Heart Head West, is out now. This programme was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and was recorded and mixed by Alex Portfelix.